Well, good morning. You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's news station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. I'm BJ Hansen, joined on the news line this morning by a Tuolumne County-born native who has qualified for the Winter Olympics next month in alpine skiing. Keely Cashman, first off, congratulations, and thank you for coming on with us today.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
You know, so first off, tell us about your background and how you got started skiing.
So I grew up in Strawberry. I'm born in Sonora, and I started skiing at Dodge Ridge. Started racing when I was 5 years old. I spent a little time in Bear Valley and then eventually made my way up to Tahoe and started racing up there a while. I made the national team when I was 16, and I've been competing in the U.S., Canada, and Europe basically since then.
So roughly when was it that you moved from Strawberry over to Tahoe?
I was 12 years old, and my dad got a coaching job up at Palisades Tahoe, and my brothers and I raced, and so we moved up there. And I still live in Strawberry, but we would commute up to Tahoe to, you know, there's a little bit bigger competition up there, so we kind of moved up there for racing.
So did you always have a goal of becoming an Olympian, or did that come later in life?
That's pretty much always been my goal. Ever since I was 5 years old, I remember I went to Pinecrest School growing up, and I remember riding it. They asked us what we wanted to be when we grew up, and mine was always professional skier, Olympian. So that's pretty much always been a goal of mine.
And has your dad been the coach for most of your life?
Yeah, he's been coaching my brothers and I since I was 5 years old, and he worked with the national team a little bit this year. He's technically not on our coaching staff, but he helps me out and definitely coaches me a lot still.
Well, it's obviously a huge accomplishment qualifying for the Olympics. You know, what type of challenges have you faced along the way to get to this point?
I actually got injured last year. I had a traumatic brain injury and a bunch of other things wrong with me in January, so I missed most of last season doing rehab, coming back. It was really challenging. It was a huge struggle, and I'd never been injured before, so it was tough, but I think it's made me a lot stronger, and so I'm actually thankful for that. But there's a lot of ups and downs in ski racing, so it's a tough sport.
So what are you doing right now to get ready for the Olympic Games?
Over in Europe right now, we compete on the World Cup circuit, which is basically a series of races that start in November and go until the end of February. So I have actually a few races in the next few days, and then we'll be heading to China next Wednesday.
So what's the training schedule like for an Olympian?
It's pretty much nonstop. We do a lot of conditioning dry land training, which is basically in the gym all summer long. And then we start getting on snow over in the glaciers in Europe around November. And then we're basically in Europe until March. Come back, race U.S. Nationals in the U.S. in the spring, and then we're back in the gym.
Well, I know all of Tuolumne County and the Motherlode will be cheering you on in China. You know, what events can we see you in?
I'll be in the downhill, Super G, and Alpine combined events. So that's three different ones.
So when are those going to be coming up then?
The Super G's on the 11th, the downhill's on the 15th, and the combined is on the 17th.
Well, definitely, I'll be tuning in. You know, this past week, what has it been like? As I'm sure more people locally have learned that you've qualified for the Games, are you hearing from many friends and family in Tuolumne County?
Definitely. I think everyone's pretty excited. I'm pretty excited, but it's been great to hear from everyone back home. I know I have a lot of support from Tuolumne County, and it means a lot coming from such a small town and kind of rural area that not a lot of my teammates are from areas like that, so it's pretty cool and pretty special to me.
You know, any really good memories of Dodge Ridge growing up?
We would always, as I said before, I grew up going to Pinecrest School, and we would, every Tuesday, we would go skiing the whole school. That was basically our schooling for the day, and that stuck with me for a long time. I think that's, you know, helped me in my career. It's, you know, I made a lot of good memories with my classmates and lifelong friends that I have now. So a lot of my youngest memories are up at Dodge, and I'll never forget that.
So what are you most looking forward to over the coming weeks at the Olympics?
I don't know if I can pinpoint one thing. I'm just really excited for the whole experience. I mean, just the thought of going to the Olympic Games, I don't know if it's really sunk in for me yet, but I think once we get over there, you know, we get all the uniforms, all the cool gear, being in the Olympic Village and everything, it'll be pretty surreal, I think, but I'm really just excited for everything, every part of the experience.
Well, as we wrap up this morning, anything else you'd like to add?
Honestly, thanks to everyone back home. I mean, I couldn't be where I am without all you guys, and the support means a lot to me, so thank you.
Well, Keely, you're an inspiration. We wish you the best over the coming weeks, and we'll all be cheering you on.
Thank you so much.